Marcus has done thus far in this camp?
I thought he's had a solid camp. You know, I think he's just one of those guys that's been always solid, steady. You know, I think it's been good competition between all the corners, and I think he's been one of the top guys out there. So I think he's been solid.
Does Revis look like he's back to the pre-wrist surgery Revis?
I haven't seen any issues as far as anything with his off-season surgery. I mean, he looks strong to me. Looks like he's in good shape. I haven't heard anything about that.
Why is it so fun to coach Buster?
The thing I love about Buster is he's so competitive and he's very coachable. He absorbs everything. He takes it in. You know, a lot of guys, there's guys at this level that, you know, they think that they know it all. And the one thing about our room is that our guys are very coachable, and that's one of the things that stands out about Buster. Always comes to practice every day with a lot of energy. You know, sometimes you got to drag stuff out of players. He's not that guy. He comes to work every day. He busts his butt, and you know what you're going to get from him. And he's a good pro.
Galen, what do you need to see out of Milner? It seemed like he had a good offseason, good camp, and then I know it's not a serious issue with his bicep, but what do you guys want to – what does he have to do to kind of stand out at this point?
I think number one is just be consistent, you know, and that's one of the things that's held him back is because of his injuries. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're not on the field, then how can you prove the trust? And how can we know that you could go out there and be good on a consistent basis? So some of it is just staying healthy. You know, some of that he's had control over. Some of it's been injuries that, you know, are freak things that he can't control. But for me, it has to be – there's a trust factor, you know, and that's just going out there and seeing him compete and do things good or the right way over and over.
Is that difficult for you guys as coaches? When he is healthy, he does some nice things, and then there's a hiccup, you know, physically.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, not just with him, but that's any player. You know, when you see them performing well and then all of a sudden they're hurt, you know, and you can't see them compete anymore. So I think with him it's just been a little more because, you know, he's been a little injury plagued. So I'm hoping that this is not anything big. You know, it doesn't sound like it, but, you know, hopefully he's able to get back out there and continue competing like he has.
We had seen him make some plays in this camp, even yesterday, 3 breakups, but then – on the other side of that, you know, big play on him here or there, like Robinson in the Jaguars game versus the one yesterday that Eric beat him on. What have you thought, I guess, of how he's done overall, D, in terms of the flashes versus the other stuff?
Yeah, you know, I think this has been a good camp for him, you know, and that's one of the things I was talking about is as far as the consistency. He's made a lot of plays in practice, and that's been good. That's been good to see him go out there and compete. That's one of the things that that I kind of went into this whole thing, seeing him going out there on a consistent basis and compete. And he's definitely done that. But, you know, like I said, it's just a trust factor. Can you do it on a consistent basis? And that also comes into play in, like, how much can you use this person? You know, the guys that are the most consistent are usually the guys that are the starters. They're doing a good job. They're solid. And you could count on them to be out there for 60, 70 plays in a game. You know, and there's other guys that, you know, play lesser roles, you know, if they're in the playing the nickel or the dime or whatever, which are important roles, but, you know, they're only counted on to play maybe, you know, 20 or 30 snaps. That's sometimes that kind of defines those roles.
Along the same lines, Dexter McDougal, sort of same pattern as far as injuries, not as much as D, but is it difficult evaluating what he's able to do or projecting what he'll be able to do?
It is similar where, like you said, in the fact that, you know, he's been hurt, you know, and so he hasn't been out there. The one thing about Dex is he was able to get on the field last year. And so, you know, he built up a little trust factor with me as far as I kind of know where Dex stands or what he brings to the table. I just wish that he would have been healthy so he could go out there and compete a little more. And, you know, I know that he wants a bigger role in the secondary. And so, you know, that's, you know, the only time will tell as far as that.
What do you guys have in Justin Burris? I mean, you throw him out there, he looks the part, he makes some really nice plays, but I mean, he's got to beat a bunch, which I'm sure is a teaching moment for you. What do you think you have?
I'm excited about him, man. He's made a lot of plays. I'm sure that you guys have been watching practice. He's made a lot of plays in practice. He has a lot of physical tools. He's a big corner. He matches up well with a lot of the bigger guys, you know, in this league. You know, he's just going to have to go out there and play consistent, play with confidence, you know. And some of the times I think he's got beat is just those are situations that we have to do better as a coach, you know, or I have to do better as a coach, getting him prepared for certain situations and him understanding that. And that comes with experience. You know, sometimes young guys are going to get in certain situations where they just don't understand, and we'll work that out. But I've been pleased with him this offseason, so far.
It seems like he has a short memory. Like, he'll give up a play, but he'll come right back. Do you like the way he responds out there?
It's definitely one of the things that stands out about him is he competes. You know, he'll get beat. He's going to line up, go back there. He's the same player. He's going to be physical. He likes to get his hands on people at the line of scrimmage. And that's what you want. You know, a lot of times, you know, when you play in the secondary, guys get beat, and then you have to push them to get back up in there, you know, and want to get in somebody's face and press. And he doesn't have that characteristic at all. You know, he's going to get up there and he's going to compete. And I love that about him.
He was saying, obviously, press is his thing, press coverage. That he, when he initially in this camp, he was too physical, playing with like he was in college, totally different rules there. How have you noticed his technique kind of develop as a more nuanced, NFL-ready press corner, if you've seen that development?
No, I definitely have seen the development. I think what happens is the game starts to slow down just a little bit. And like you said, he was very physical in college, and the rules are different. You know, in college, you can keep your hands on the guy as long as you want until the ball's in the air. Well, at this level, you can't do that, you know. You got that five-yard grace period. So, I think he's been working at it. I think he's showed it, you know, throughout the camp that he could go up there and press, you know, with some of the bigger guys that we have. He's gone, had some good matchups with Brandon. And if you can match up with Brandon, then you pretty much match up with anyone, you know, in this league as far as the bigger, you know, physical wide receiver. So, that's a good test for him, you know, day to day. But he's developing, and like I say, he's getting better and better, and I've been pleased with him.
Justin seems like a guy. I mean, he's got the height, he's got some speed, he's covering well. But you guys drafted him a little bit lower down. Why do you think he fell when he's got all these impressive measurables?
You know what? To be honest, I'm not sure. You know, everyone likes different type of corners. They look for different things. You know, when I evaluated him, I liked them. You know, I liked them a lot. You know, every team is different. You know, it all depends on your needs. And but, you know, every year you can look in the draft. I don't care what position it is. And you wonder, how did this guy fall, or how did this guy go seventh round? He ends up a Pro Bowl player. Who knows? You know, everyone evaluates different. But I was pleased that he was around when we drafted him. And I'm happy we got him here.
What kind of year do you think Revis can have? Pretty good year last year, but people were down on some of his down games, you know, which I guess is going to stand out when you're a star, right, when you have maybe a down game. But what kind of year do you think he could have this year?
I got the same expectations I had for him last year. You know, he's definitely still one of the better corners in this league. I thought that we matched him up on the number one receiver a whole lot of last year, and I thought he was solid and played really well, you know, for the majority of the season, especially with the matchups that, you know, or situations we put him in. So, like I said, to me, he's going to go out there, he's going to have a solid season, and I don't expect anything different.
Is that something you anticipate doing again this year? I know, you know, probably Todd will be the one who makes a fine-tune decision, but you expect him to be a guy that's matched up on the number one week in and week out?
You know, I think that he can do it, you know, and like I said, you know, for us, it's all about matchups, you know, and it's everything changes week to week. You know, sometimes we feel like Buster's a better matchup here and there, or, you know, whoever the nickel's going to be. So you got to look at the big picture. You know, it's not just about that matchup with Revis, but it's definitely something that will be considered every week.